779.
What do you have to, Forrest? I figured I'd give you a holler. It's been a while. I've been real busy here getting closeouts done on these projects and invoicing and billings and warranties and all that good stuff. So I figured I'd check and see what you're up to and how you've been doing.
Yeah, nothing really different going on with me.
Yeah, I hear that. Yeah, I figured I'd check and see. And let you guys know, if you guys want tomatoes, I've got a ton of them here. I've got an overflow of them, actually, if you guys want some. And I still do have purple cabbage. And I've got just a bunch of different stuff here. If you guys can use it, I know Chantel's got Tuesday what you were telling me about on the radio as far as what she's got going on Tuesday. But yeah, if she wants to come by and pick up some more stuff, she's definitely welcome.
Yeah, that'll work out pretty good. Yeah, we probably make a big batch of spaghetti if you got a lot of tomatoes. That's what we used to do when we had a surplus. We just make a lot of sauce and use it or freeze it and do stuff like that. Or make homemade passata, stuff like that sounds good.
Yeah, I hear that. Yeah, I've got plenty here. I've got the Roma and regular slicers. I've got from cherry tomatoes. You name it, I've got quite a bit here, and I have sold a lot, but no, I've got plenty here if you guys can use some. I'm probably going to make some sauce myself, so yeah, not a problem.
Yeah, that sounds great. Yeah, like Tuesday would work for her. She's not super busy, I guess. That's what she was telling me.
Yeah, no, I mean, any day is fine. I thought it was Tuesday she was doing the meat, so, yeah, I didn't know. That's what I figured. Any day is fine, whenever she wants to come by.
All right, sounds good. I'll have her shout at you on the radio when she's ready.
Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah, we're headed out, I think, the 28th of October. Well, the guys are anyway. We're headed out country, and I'm turning around and trying to get it worked out to where I know I can't do it this year, but I'm trying to get it set up for next year, getting some help with setting up a repeater system so that I can hit our highest point, wherever our elk draw is. And make sure our radios, everybody's in communication with each other. So, yeah, just working on stuff like that.
Yeah, that sounds good. If you can get it in a high spot, that should cover a pretty good distance.
Oh, yeah. We hunt literally all the way from, I don't know, just a little bit south of Pendleton, all the way up to Washington border, and then from Pendleton and Weston, well, up to, basically from south of Pendleton up into the Wallowa area, depends on what we draw, and then from Pendleton, a little bit east of Pendleton, all the way literally to Idaho border, we've got about, I don't know, it's quite a few units that we hunt every year in those areas. It just depends on what we draw.
Yeah, regardless, that's a lot of country.
Yeah, and a lot of mountains, so definitely it's good. It's good. It'd be good for a repeater system if we got all the radios programmed to that repeater and that certain frequency. Yeah, I think it'd work great, and I do have somebody who's going to give me a hand doing it, which is really cool. And yeah, that'd be pretty neat. Kind of really glad I got into this GMRS thing.
Imagine it'll work good if you don't have a bunch of ridges that kind of going up and over. So, I mean, you can get away with a little bit, but in the woods, I don't know how much drop off you get.
From what I've been seeing on everybody and everybody's location, I mean, from Weed to Sutherland, I know it does affect it a little bit. I know Weed has some areas that are sketchy, and I think that that whole area has some areas that are sketchy, and I know we've got a couple here in Klamath Falls. It's like 140. When you headed to Medford, you lose everything completely until you come out of that valley and hit the peak there. But I think out hunting, the mountainous areas break. The mountainous areas that we're hunting, I think it'd work out great because pretty much everywhere we hunt, there is a main, basically a main mountain. So if I drive up to that main mountain to set up that repeater system, you know, secluded basically, I think it would work. I think it'd be great.
Yeah, that makes sense, like a 15-mile radius or something. Who knows? It's just depend on the location for sure.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking, I mean, my thoughts are, I'm just now talking to somebody that's going to help me out, but anyway, I'm thinking Redivis or Motorola, one of the two. I want a system that's going to be, it's going to get out there. I mean, it's going to have to cover some distance, so, yeah. Anyway, that's what I'm working on.
I think the Redivis one you're talking about, I think it consumes half the power for the duplexer, and I think you get maybe, 5 watts out of it? I don't know. I've seen videos of it a while back, and the duplexer eats a lot of power off the unit. That's the one where it's all sealed in the case, and you just simple controls and hook it up to a power supply and a single antenna.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear that. Hopefully what I can do is I don't want to have to set a generator up to where somebody could turn around and listen and hear it and come in and find it and tear it all down and take it. So I'm really, really hoping to hopefully go solar if that's possible.
You know, your base station could be used as a repeater. If you had a second one, you could hook them together and make it into a repeater, but you'd have to have the two power supplies enough to run it and have two separate antennas a decent distance away from each other, but 1000G can be converted into a repeater, but you need two of them.
Yeah, that's an option, too. I do have a 1000G plus. And, yeah, it's 50 watt. I thought about that, but I don't know. I'm going to get help on it. I know I've seen the advertisements on the 1000G Plus that it is capable of using the secondary as a repeater, but, yeah, I just want to make sure it's a good system, literally, to where not going to have any problems with it.
Yeah, I'm sure there's options out there that we're not aware of, so I just know about certain ones I've heard about.
Yeah, I hear that. I saw that when I bought the 1000G Plus. I saw that it can be used as a repeater. And I'm not really sure. I mean, man, it's been years since I've been into this, and I'm trying to really get into it now. But I saw where it said that it can be used as a repeater if you buy a secondary one. But yeah, I don't know. That's something I got to figure out, I guess.
Well, the way it works is you have the cable and you patch them together, and then you have the receiving unit that receives the 467, whatever, and then the other one will transmit 462. So you have them both hooked up to antennas and patched together, and you configure it in the settings, and then it can be used as a repeater that way, because I guess the idea is, like, a couple guys can pull up on a mountaintop, they have both of them, and have their truck a ways apart, have the big Ethernet cable, and make a, you know, boondock repeater up on a high point with two vehicles. So I think that's what they were going for with that when they designed it.
Yeah, copy that. Yep. I don't know. It's something that I'm partially familiar with, so it's something I think. It's something I wouldn't do on my own and take it up there and expect it to work. I mean, back in the days in the military and everything, I was in communications all the time, radar and everything else. I was into so much stuff, it was pathetic, but man, you know, that's back in my 20s. And it's just, I've been away from it for so long. Yep, I'm definitely looking at getting some help on it.
If you had that readiness one, it's just a simple setup and go rig, so pretty sure it'd be pretty adequate and pretty simple to use.
Yeah, I hear that. I've been reading up on the Redivis. I looked into the Motorola's, and I don't know. I don't hear anything bad about either one of them, but yeah. Anyway, that's what I'm working on. I know it isn't going to happen this year. It's a little too late because we're going to be headed out to 28th, but I was trying to think of some way how I can maybe set up a base station, but that wouldn't work either. So, yeah, it's going to have to be a repeater system. But anyway, that's what I've been working on.
Yeah, for sure. Sounds like you got a plan.
You don't hunt, do you?
No, I've been out of it a long time. I just lost my taste for deer meat. I used to deer hunt quite a bit up in the Chiloquin area. I used to hunt all the areas where the 242 fire burned, and we used to get a decent amount of deer back in there every year. But, yeah, I kind of fell out of it.
Yeah, I was just asking because, yeah, I know you're a go-getter, so. And we, my buddy John that lives up in, well, he lives in Weston, which is about 6 miles out of Pendleton. He sold his property here, and he's up there, and he's been the party captain with me and him and multiple people for years. So, yeah, I just wondered, if you ever think about going, want to go, just let me know.
It's kind of tempting. I have about 130 hours of paid time off, but, you know, we'll see.
I think we're going to be up there. Oh, let's see. The actual season is the 30th to the 3rd. So it's actually only a 5-day season, what we drew up in Ukiah anyway.
That's not too bad if he can bag your limit within those 5 days.
Well, what we do, everybody that goes out, one gets one, all gets meat.
That's a good area, especially if you do reliably get an animal every time and then.
Yeah, pretty much the closer you get to the Wallowa area, the best units are up towards the Wallowa area, plain and simple. So we go for a lot of draws on them units, but I ended up having double hernia surgery here a couple of years ago, and it knocked me out, and that was just a year after John went ahead and moved up to Weston, and we didn't have a party. So this is our first year for the party. And we're running five guys, we didn't get the draw we wanted. We put in for 5 units, and we ended up getting probably the worst unit out of it all. But it doesn't mean that somebody or two people aren't going to know the spike. But anyway, yeah, hey, it all works. But I definitely want to be better prepared for next year.
Peter keeps squawking out air quality alert. I don't think it's really that bad today, so I wonder what it's talking about. It's probably that low pressure where everything just stays in the basin. I think that's what it's talking about.
Yeah, it could be. This morning, I don't know, got up about 6:37, and I could see haze over the hills here from our house. You know, over all the hills that we have here. So, yeah, maybe that's what it is. Who knows?
Yeah, that makes sense. I know a lot of people up north, they'll still burn wood no matter what, you know, and more power to them. But I know that can probably do it, you know, in the city area limits and stuff.
Yeah, got my Uncle Darryl. He's over there in the valley. And he's off the fires, at least so far. And they're just saying maintenancing and taking care of the equipment and stuff that he's pulled off the fire line. So, yeah, it sounds like we're winding down as far as fire season, which is great. But then we got the Midwest and the East Coast getting hammered.
Yeah, for sure. I know the Copperfield fire's, I think, completely out, you know. Then we would go by that area. Yeah, when was it? Yeah, I was on the radio that day. Yeah, I went by it and seen where it burned, and got a huge area.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, it spread pretty good. Yep, I hear that. Now I'm just glad to see that he's back off the fires and he's safe and all is good, and hopefully everybody else is, too.
Yeah, definitely on that one.
And another buddy of mine, Tim, that was on one of the other fires, which I think was our second largest, and he turned around and just got back 3 days ago, I think it was. And, yeah. He turned around and said they just got pulled off. They just got back, got it all contained. Yeah, good thing. Them guys do a lot of work.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I'll probably give you more detail off the radio, but I may have some people around you that might be interested in doing Channel 3 if they just have the FRS radios, though. But from the people I heard, they're more in range of you than me, so I was telling some people about it, you know, and basically how to do it, top of the hour, 5 minutes before, 5 minutes after. That's kind of the rule of thumb. And doing channel 3 on most radio services, so they seem to like it. So I have some people interested in that.
Okay, that sounds good. Anybody I know, is it people you're working with or whatever? Because I would really, I mean, after October, it's supposed to get back. I mean, we're going to be back, I think, the 5th of November, and that's when elk season ends. I'd really be interested in setting up a local here for Klamath for all of us to get together and, I don't know, just a pizza day at, well, we'll get a place close to Jim, or we'll work with Jim and see what he can do, but I think it'd be a pretty good thing.
Yeah, for sure. I know probably a few people be interested, so that'd be great.
Yeah, well, yeah, just let me know. I mean, I guess first step would be getting call signs and people interested on Channel 3 as far as local. And, yeah, we can go from there. We can start our own group on either 3 or 22 or whatever.
Yeah, one little thing about Channel 3 is there's a place, facility nearby. They use Channel 3 on the radios, so I think that they run a tone, so they never hear us. But I think that I'm so close to it. You guys are far away from it that, you know, it overlaps a little bit. But, you know, surprisingly, because I've listened to Scanner and been nosy, I know several places that use Channel 3 or Channel 5 on just FRS radios to communicate in the building and stuff. So, but we're making it work.
I've been gathering from the chatter on 3 is coming from the nursery over there in Washburn. It's the workers are using, basically they're using GMRS radio, and they're using it for normal chatter within their employees and stuff. I have noticed that.
Yeah, WRGY 779. Yeah, Mountain Valley Gardens uses 22. Pelican Point uses Channel 3. Crystal Terrace, they use Channel 5. And, let's see, I think Grocery Outlet uses, like, Channel 1. So, yeah, I've heard lots of different chatter on different channels because I'll just get my, you know, have that scan through everything, and I can get a decent signal in certain areas. Even with that little stock rubber duck antenna, it kind of works.
Yeah, I hear that. I didn't even realize Crystal Terrace was actually using GMRS. We built Crystal Terrace years ago when I was working for Mark Wayne Construction. I didn't even realize. But anyway, yeah, I understand that. So I don't know. We'll work around whatever we got to work around and do whatever we got to do. But I think we can get Klamath going pretty good because I've noticed on the check-ins, basically on Amron, there's quite a few Klamath balls people there that has no affiliation as far as Channel 3 check-in for a secondary.
Yeah, there's a decent amount of licenses, and I know a lot of people are listening. May not talk much because it's kind of the boat I've been in lately. I'm doing way more listening than I am talking, so, which I don't hear a lot of traffic, but I have it on, especially when I'm working in the office.
602.
Go ahead, Jeff.
I just want to point something out just for anybody else listening, not just to you guys. Just to make it clear, FRS and GMRS are the exact same frequencies, same channels. So all those businesses are totally okay using those frequencies in FRS as long as they're using, like, FRS radios is how the rules read with the FCC. But I just wanted everybody to understand that they're perfectly okay to use those frequencies. There's nothing wrong with that. A few years back, before 2017, there were GMRS frequencies that businesses couldn't use, but the FCC changed all that. So we share everything now. I just wanted to throw that out there for you guys. And I think you guys probably understand it, but like I said, there may be people listening that that don't. But anyway, back to you guys. I'm enjoying your guys' conversation. WRCD 602.
No, that's fine, Jeff. Appreciate literally 100% for the information. Basically what we're talking about is when we use 22 or use 3, basically we get bleed over and background, and in Klamath County we're so sparse that I don't know. Distance makes a matter on basically how somebody keying up in the background affects another frequency that's keying up. And these people, majority of them aren't even using a license number or nothing. No call sign, no nothing.
Well, most places aren't, that I've experienced, they are using FRS radios, so they don't have to use a call sign. But yeah, just when I was listening, I would have my scanner on. I know what tones they're using, and I have it automatically tone scan on the scanner, which is kind of a nice feature. Just out of curiosity, see if they're using tones or they're open tone or not.
Hey guys, can I interject again?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, if you're hearing people on Simplex around you using these frequencies, like I said, if they're using just a, you know, Cabela's or wherever they bought it, you know, Midland Radio or little Motorola, there's a talk about radios, the little FRS radios, you're not going to hear call signs because they don't have them and they don't need them. So, again, I just don't want people to think that they're out there doing something wrong. And it's perfectly okay for people to use FRS, and you won't have a call sign, and it'll be on channel 22, channel 3, all 22 of the output frequencies we share. So just be mindful of that and try and do your best, like you guys said, just kind of work around them, because they probably have a tone set and they don't hear you, and just a way of radio. Anyway, thanks, guys. WRCD 602.
Hey, Jeff, appreciate that. That kind of a little slip of mind as far as for me. Yeah, as far as the difference between FRS, GMRS. So, yeah, understandable. Yeah, I'll pay attention to that, definitely.
Yeah, it's tough sometimes because you get used to everybody using call signs on the repeaters and GMRS in general. And the FCC made it a little bit confusing by combining all the both services with the same channel frequencies. But that's more than likely what you're hearing is people that are using Cobra and Midland and Motorola and other inexpensive FRS radios. And there's no call sign required for 2 watts and under. So that's it. I'll finally stay out of it and let you guys continue. Thanks, guys. WRCD 602.
Appreciate it, Jeff. You have a good one.
You know, 889, one thing you could try is MERS. There's not a lot of MERS traffic around here because Walmart uses MERS, and I think Geldwin does. Because back when I was listening, a lot of had MERS CV, GMRS, a lot of ham frequencies, a lot of local EMS, yeah, police frequencies and stuff, but that could have changed. I haven't listened to the scanner for quite a while. I just, you know, have my radio and the repeater on, even though my radio can scan, like, 7 bands, but I just keep it simple.
Yeah, I hear that. I'm muted. I'm basically, I've got, my other radios are set to sheriff, city police, and ambulance, pretty much. That's about the 3 I monitor. So, yeah, but those are on my other radios that are programmable, so I don't even know how many radios I got. It's ridiculous. Brings me back to my the good old days.
Makes you wonder, do you have MedCom and do you have FireTac in there? Because MedCom, that's, I think that's generally, it's ambulance to the hospital, and that's another one you could scan and have and listen to them triage stuff. And then FireTac, you know, you can listen to that, and they use that quite a bit. They always say switch to Hogback, because apparently that's where their site is for their communications. So I don't know if you have those in your radio, too, or not.
No, I don't, but Jim, he's turned around to help me out on a website that basically gives you basically a complete frequency list for Klamath County. And, no, actually, I had a couple of both things that were frequency programmable. Well, I still have them, but... And I accidentally programmed for me and Jesse to talk, which is 889 Alpha. I programmed a frequency, and then next thing I know, me and Jesse sitting there talking back and forth, and next thing you know, we got an ambulance coming in from Chiliquin in the Sky Lakes. So I'm sitting there, ruh-roh.
Yep, no bueno there, that's for sure.
No, it wasn't. They were asking questions. I apologized, backed out, and that was the last time been on that frequency.
I know I had a joke a long time ago about, I'm trying to remember the joke, because it's like, what do you call a ham that transmits on aviation band or I don't know, fire or something, and I said it's an Elmer Fudd because he's stupid. But that was kind of a funny joke that I tried to make up. I think I bombed the joke right now, though. But yeah, ham radio guy transmitting on police and fire, he's Elmer Fudd because he's stupid.
Yeah, I hear that. Yeah, I've made a few mistakes like that, too. All right, Forrest. Hey, I'm out in the office. I'm going to head in for some reason. Linda turned around and had me hold a chicken egg because she had 2 chickens in her arms and an egg. So I held the egg up until the point in time she just came and collected it and said, it's time to go in and start dinner. So I'm going to get going here. Hey, you Chantel and the boys have a good time. God bless you guys. You guys have a good one, and we'll talk to you after a while. And let Chantel know she can come by anytime. Just text me, give me a hold on the radio, whatever. Doesn't matter. You guys have a good one. WSBT 889, we're going to be monitoring.
All right, sounds good. You have a good night, WRGOY 779.
WSBT 889 Alpha to WSBT 889 Base.
Go for it, Jesse.
How was your day?
You don't want to know. It's been invoicing and, I mean, PO, reconciliation, you name it. It's just, it's been a mess trying to close out these big jobs we got up in North Bend, Ashland, and you name it. It's just been a nightmare. So, in other words, the answer to your question is, it's been normal.
That definitely sounds like it's been one heck of a day. You interested in a 50?
Now I'm on it. Also, I turned around and got, I'm close to getting the trailer done. I've got the 2500 is set up to go into the shop with MPH. It's set up to go in at 9 o'clock on Tuesday to get that damn truck toned down. Excuse my language. And I think I've got the trailer is pretty close to set up for the end of October.
Sweet. I cannot wait to go and get out there.